What an asshole!
Podcasting from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, what's up, Bassholes? Welcome to the Basshole Show. I'm Doug Bass, your host. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show and Spotify. Subscribe there. The YouTube channel is where you can get your full fix of the whole video experience. We got a great show today. Comedian Liz Zagoni is our guest, and Rob DeRocha is here in the studio, and we're going to get into it. Hey, guys. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Sorry, you're the guest.
Yes, ladies first.
Ladies first. I'm sorry.
Come on.
I'm great. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, thanks for being here, Liz.
So is everything working right now? Because I don't see us up there.
Everything is working right now. Yeah, sorry. That's not working.
Everything is working top notch.
I was just
for that.
Well, you know, I got excited because we had a little technical difficulty before we started, and then that's not working right now. I can get that to work, but I'm not going to bother with it right now. Usually, you can see yourself on the monitor. That's what we're talking about. But I don't want to fuck with it because we're fucking around before.
So we don't know what we look like right now.
You know what you look like.
Oh, man.
I have an idea. You know what you look like, and you're probably not too happy.
I'm probably not happy the way I look. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Is it the track jacket?
No, I love the track jacket. Los Angeles, what do they represent? Come on.
Man. Well, Liz Zagoni, comedian. You are from Chicago, right?
Originally? Yes, I am.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. What part of Chicago? I've been there like two or three times, or three times, I think.
Wow. Okay, so I grew up in the northwest suburbs, Mount Prospect, and then I lived in the city for like, I don't know, 10, 11, 12 years.
10, 11, or 12.
I forget how
you
old
don't even
I
know
am.
How long. So you have no idea how
everyone
how long
forgets
you've been.
Their age in L.A., so it's okay.
I know. I think I'm like L.A. 26. I forget.
L.A. 26?
L.A. 26. Yeah. You can pass for 26.
Thank
why
you
not?
So much. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you're 26. That's great. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right, so you lived there for a number of years that you don't recall.
Yeah.
And then
were you drunk most of those years? Is that why you don't recall?
I was. Yeah, yeah, I've worked in bars since I was like 19.
Chicago. Oh, really? 19? Yeah. You can work at a bar at 19?
No, you can't. But I got.
Oh, okay.
I walked but into.
So you
a bar.
Lied about your age then too?
No. I walked into a bar and I was like, I'm looking for a server job, and they were like, we're not going to hire you, but our sister bar in Wrigleyville, which is where the Cubs play, they're like, they'll hire you. They won't ask you for an ID or anything. We didn't get paid hourly. It was literally just tips and so illegal. And
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm glad you reported them.
Well, they're not around anymore.
She needed a job. She's not going to report them.
No, I'm kidding. She's reporting them now on the show, but not. Oh, there we are. Oh, hi. Yeah, it works.
See,
yeah.
I fixed it. I know.
Oh,
it was,
thank God.
I know, right? I mean, we're so vain.
And
right?
I am disappointed.
You are. There you go. Look again. No, take it in. All right, so you lived in Chicago you started stand up there, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you do the Laugh Factory and Zany's are like the big clubs there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I did Zany's once there. That was
Zany's is club. So fun. Did it you do Rosemont club. Or
I did
Old
both.
Town?
I did both.
Nice.
Yeah, the Rosemont one is like kind of in a mall or something, or like a.
Yeah.
It's outside of the city.
So that's like kind of where I grew up, like near O'Hare Airport.
Oh, yeah.
Rosemont. Right. Mount Prospect's like right over there, like
right.
15 minutes away.
Yeah.
I like Zany's Old Town is like my favorite club.
Old Town is cool. Yeah.
It's just like low and dark and like.
Yeah. And the Second City is right next door pretty much to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's the bar that's right there that everyone goes to? The
Old Town Ale House.
Old Town Ale House. It's like a legendary classic bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That place is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there a couple times. I mean, that's a place where there's some probably crazy ass stories, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're also a bartender.
I am.
So you've been bartending since 2019, whatever you said. Yeah.
19 years old.
Yeah, not 2019.
2019.
I was bartending in 2019.
19 years old. Yeah, yeah. I'm a bartend as well.
Nice.
But I'm not new at it, but like I did it like a long time ago, and then I recently got back into it. And
came out of retirement.
I came out of retirement. Yeah.
was there a towel on the bar?
Yeah,
and you
got to
bring it down.
Yeah,
yeah. You got to bring it down.
Yeah, it was like no, but like I when I got back into it, like I forgot what I was doing for a while, and then like I had to like relearn a lot of things. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just like regular drinks or like crazy ass drinks that no one asks for usually, like
mm-hmm.
and like I've noticed like your TikTok, your Instagram, like you have a lot of funny bartending shorts and videos and TikToks and stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, you do a lot of stand-up about bar material in your act.
So I don't do a lot of bar-related stuff in my regular stand-up.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, I was, like, posting clips of me doing stand-up, and they were not getting anything. And so the thing that, like, that popped off on Instagram, TikTok, mm-hmm. I was, like, standing at the bar working, like, a slow Sunday shift, and I put a bar spoon underneath my butt cheek.
Right, I saw that one.
Yeah, and then I take it out from underneath my butt cheek and, like, stir a drink, and then, like, that's it. And it got, like, 6 million views, and I'm like,
that's
man,
crazy.
Nobody wants to hear my fucking comedy. But I put my ass in a video, and, like, that's
right,
what...
Right. So that's not, it, man. Right? Sex sells.
So anything with my butt or with bartending... Now I've, like... You know, gathered this community, yeah. this audience of bartenders.
Yeah, you have an audience of bartenders or servers or like people that just go to a restaurant. Obviously, everyone goes through a restaurant.
Yeah, so now I lean into it.
Yeah, and it's smart because it's something a lot of people can relate to. You know, a lot of people have either worked in a restaurant or bartended or they go to restaurants. So like mm-hmm. they deal with the bartender, the server, whatever. Like that's like such a niche that everyone can relate to that like these videos, I feel like you're just getting like, yeah, millions and thousands of views off these things, which is great for you. And then you use that for your comedy.
Are you wearing shorts when you do this video with
I'm wearing tight jeans.
She has jeans
tight
on.
Jeans and you just put the spoon.
Yeah.
Tap your butt with it?
No, I hold it. My jeans are one pair of my work jeans are so tight that I know I said I'm 26, but the young girls, the Gen Z with these baggy jeans, I'm like,
what? Is that what they're wearing now?
These young girls wear baggy jeans, and I could never.
No.
This is a loose jean for me. I don't know
if
I can. A loose
jean, because it's got a hole in it.
You can see.
Yeah, there you go.
Very loose. Yeah.
It's tight everywhere else, but it's loose on my ankle.
Is that a homeless person? Like, where did you get that?
Did you make
that a Goodwill for like $2? Like,
no, actually, Instagram sold me them. Instagram was like, "Hey,
wait, what?
We think you'd like these jeans," and I was like, "Fuck, you're right."
They came with the hole in them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Two holes.
And they're like torn on the bottom, like a dog ripped them off.
I have. Well, actually, yeah. I have jeans with the holes in them too. And
Do?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you can see. Look.
His are like patched on.
Yeah, mine are patched on. Yeah, exactly. Mine make no sense because it's like, hey, it's ripped, and then there's like another layer of jean underneath the hole. Like I'm wearing another pair of pants.
Jean under jean.
I don't know. These are fucking old.
Where did you get those?
I don't know. Probably like old. Navy or some shit. I don't know.
It wasn't on Instagram.
I did not buy them on Instagram. No.
Well, I got, you know what? I fucking hate social media, but the algorithm, it's like, hey, fit girls with fat asses, do jeans not fit you? And I'm like, yeah, jeans don't usually fit me. And they're like, how about these? And then I tried them on today.
That's really specific.
It's all I get.
That's all I get.
I haven't bought clothes off Instagram yet. I haven't done that.
I don't usually. I don't. This was like a one-time thing. I actually don't buy a lot of clothes in general.
Right.
Welcome to the algorithm because you just said that and your phone heard you. So now you're going to get.
Oh, yeah, look.
Yeah, you're going to get some
you know
fat
what?
Ass jeans.
I got these today. I tried them out and I was like, oh my God, they fit perfectly. Instagram knows me so well.
Right. So that's where you do your shopping exclusively now on Instagram.
Maybe.
Is it a brand or is it Instagram brand? Instagram jeans?
No, it's like...
Instagram of
Risen jeans.
Risen.
Maybe they'll sponsor me now.
Yeah, there you
Risen.
Go. Risen. They're
all right.
They're going to sponsor.
It's Riz. Charisma jeans. Riz.
But this leaning into the restaurant and the bar stuff is smart. Because like, I have another friend who he started doing TikTok during pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it as a server. Drew Talbert. I don't know if you know him. But he does that bistro.
Oh, my God.
I think I know
He
does bistro.
I don't know.
You don't know? He's like... Yeah, he's got like millions of followers now.
Really?
He does it as a career now. And he would play like all these different servers with like green mm-hmm. screen
yes,
and stuff
oh,
like that.
I've
characters
seen that.
And stuff.
Yes,
he was
seen
on the
that.
Show like during the pandemic. Anyway, so like yeah, leaning in like everyone relates to the being a server or you know, going to the restaurant. So it's funny. It's funny when you like poke fun at it, you know, especially like annoying customers. Like I've seen you like a couple of your bits doing that. Like that's pretty funny. Like
yeah,
the people that ask like stupid ass questions.
Well, and it's like the little things, like when you're like, do you want to keep it open or close it up? And people are like, yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
And it's such a little thing, but it's like, oh God, when people do it, you're like, That's not the answer. That's not an answer.
Right. Well, that takes
yes or no.
That takes up a lot of time.
It is an answer. Yeah. It's the wrong answer.
The wrong answer.
It's not a specific answer.
That's not the question I asked.
It takes up so much time from like your workflow.
Yeah, like things need to move quickly. Well, and I don't know if you know, I also run a show with Avery Brooks. Mm-hmm. He's a comedian also from Chicago. It's called Bitch and Purge.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
And so it's a restaurant themed show. So we have like bartender. It's from Chicago. Our friend John started it, John Ledley, but it's bartenders, servers. We've had one of my managers at the bar I work at now. He came and did it.
Really?
Told some really good stories. Yeah, it's more storytelling than
stand-up. It's storytelling?
Oh,
that's great. Because, I mean, I love that. That's what this, you know, show, obviously, this wheelhouse is a little bit. The Basshole show. That's awesome. Yeah. So it's just like restaurant. So it's like he's not even a comedian like your manager, but he just came and did storytelling.
He just like has some good, has worked in the restaurant industry for, you know, 20 years or whatever and like has good stories.
That's awesome. How often do you do the show?
It's monthly. So the next one is tomorrow. I don't know when this is going to come out, but
it's once a month.
It's the last Tuesday of the month at the Lyric Hyperion.
Oh, that's a cool theater. I like that theater. Yeah.
Yeah. It's right by my house. The
Lyric Hyperion?
I'm sorry. That's by Silver Lake.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. There's that Lyric.
How long have you lived there?
No, what's the Lyric right by my house? The best comedy club near me or whatever?
I hate the name of that one, yeah.
Yeah. But that is the best comedy club near me. Yeah.
Is it?
Well, the improv is actually.
So you're lying.
No, that was near me. That was nearer. That one is nearer.
You're a fucking liar.
You got to figure out the mileage and see which one is actually closer.
Oh, I know which one's closer. It's the one that's near me.
All right, well, it's not that theater where Liz's show is. It's the Lyric Hyperion. All right, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. I like that. I like that idea. It's pretty cool. So, having been from Chicago, how long have you lived in L.A. now?
Just over 2 years.
2 years.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Are you loving it? Do you like it? Do you hate it?
I like it.
Yeah.
With an asterisk after
question.
It. Yeah.
Why? What don't you like about it?
Rob is a native LA.
Are you really?
Yeah. It's funny to me when I hear people that move from somewhere else here and they complain. There's like things like, I think wherever you go, you're going to have something to complain about. Like
I think
the
it's just
dating
different
pool.
What you're used to. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Because like in Chicago, it's like everyone drinks more. It's easier to get around. I like would go out a bunch. I just started dating a guy, but I didn't date for like 2 years.
Right.
But I was like, I don't know how anyone meets anyone in this city.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's so bad.
Yeah, it's really bad.
But it wasn't like good in Chicago either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what's
funny.
It's
not easier to meet people in Chicago though, at least at like a bar.
Well, it's like people go out. You know what? It's just like people in Chicago are like real. Like they go out about their days and like do real people things. And in LA, it's like everybody's trying to be fucking famous, you know?
Right,
so it's like,
I mean, I feel like when I was in Chicago, like I went alone the first time and like I just went to some random bar and I met a bunch of people and we hung out all night and then like, you know, kept in touch a little bit. But like it was easier to just walk into a bar and kinda like meet someone. Or like even if I didn't know anyone there. You know what I mean? Here I'm like if I go to a bar, I'm probably gonna sit alone for like, you know, most of the night. Unless I go to a specific bar or something like that.
Just,
you know?
I think it depends on you if you're friendly or
I'm a
what
loser.
You know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Friendly.
Yeah, I'm not friendly.
No,
either.
I'm just saying, exactly. And I have a hard time too. But
like, I don't want anyone ever to talk to me ever.
Really? Do you just avoid
great
people?
Thing you're on a podcast right now talking to you.
Well, this is an instance where I like talking to people, and I want people to like me when I'm on stage.
Right.
Like my favorite thing about comedy is like finding that connection with people and being like, oh, if we can all laugh about this thing, how beautiful that we have this connection as human beings.
Yeah.
But when I'm behind the bar, I'm like, don't fucking look me in the eye.
Are you like a rude bartender? Because that's kind of like what I go after a little bit, unless I know you already or whatever.
I try not to be, but it's like it. One little thing will push me over the edge. And so for the most part, my coworkers let me work the service well.
Oh, the service part. Yeah, okay. That's kind of fun, or like, cause you're in your own like. World,
I love it.
Right?
It's nonstop.
Yeah. You don't have to
it's
deal
busy.
With the customers.
You don't have to. Yeah, it's no talking.
But you make a shitload of drinks.
Yeah,
you just like
it's,
nonstop.
You're literally
right?
nonstop.
Yeah. I bartended at like a classier place, which was more like craft cocktail-y kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like fun to just like learn like, you know, how to do that or how to make these specific cocktails and stuff. And then, you know, but you're dealing with that clientele and like the presentation and like, oh, here, light this on fire and put the chocolate powder dust on it and all that shit. And it's $25, you know.
Yeah.
And now I bartend at the Improv, which is like, you know, divey, you know, whatever. It's like, what do you want? Here's a fucking shitty margarita, you know. You know. But it's like it's easier. I don't know. It's like no nonsense. You can be a little bit more gruff with like the customers and not have to like kiss ass and shit like that. And
yeah,
I kind of like that a little bit.
I prefer
more.
That. I've worked in clubs
Clubs, like, clubs are insane.
Yeah. One place I worked in Chicago, it was a like a day brunch club. Mm. So we would work. I'd work a double on Saturdays, and I would get there at 9 a.m. We opened at 10. We'd have bottomless mimosas till 2, mm. and oh. it was like a fucking free-for-all, 3 to 6.
Shit show.
It was a shit show. We would all leave. We'd like clean up, put in the tips from the morning, leave for an hour and a half, mm-hmm. eat, rip a couple more shots. Also, we were drinking on the job.
Yeah, always.
Come back. We'd open the upstairs at like 8:39, work till 3 a.m. I was making over $1,000 every Saturday, but I was like such a fucking miserable bitch. I was like, I quit because I was like, it's not worth my sanity. I will kill someone.
It's a lot, especially when you work like the long hours, or if it's like a late night, you get home at what, 2, 3, you know, and then you don't go to bed till 5, 6 sometimes. And it's like, it's just fucking, drains you.
I think it's your tolerance too of just dealing with stupidity, especially drunk mm-hmm. people.
Yeah.
I mean, I've worked the door at a comedy club at the Ice House, and I remember like seating people or whatever and like doing that. And like, just like a sit there, and then like I turn around, and then it sits somewhere else, and I'm like, "What the fuck are you doing? Mm-hmm. What's the matter with
that? Are you
like,
fucking stupid?
Yeah, exactly. Did I fucking tell you where to sit? Like, what's the matter with you?
But you can't do that. You can't. Well,
I
mean,
I would be annoyed. I just, and then they would annoy me for my set later on. And I'm just like fucking, and people are looking at me as an employee instead of like a comedian.
Exactly. You gotta have employee hat on for the during those times.
It's exactly.
And then you're dealing with annoying drunk people at the bar, people stealing drinks and beers, like Rob.
Oh, shut up. This guy made such a big deal about it. And he also made a clip of it, which I found hilarious because barely any views because no one gives a shit, but he just wanted to put it up.
I was testing. Well, your show was that night.
What happened? Explain
it. He stole a beer from someone.
I didn't steal. It was a beer on accident.
I took it on accident.
Yeah. It wasn't like I said, "Hey, fuck you, bud," and I grabbed the beer and I punched him. I even talked to him afterwards and I was like, "Hey," like he's like, "Yeah, it's fine. I'm on. Let me buy you a beer." I bought him a beer. Here's the question. This guy's making a bigger deal than what it was.
Were you just taking it, like thinking, like maybe I can get away?
No, it was an honest mistake. I thought it was my beer. That's all that happened.
Someone went out of their way to pour you a beer,
The bartender got mad at me, and it was just like,
it was funny.
And it was like, what the fuck is your problem? It's not your fucking beer, and like, it's not like you paid for it. I'll pay for it.
But
like,
this is what the bartenders have to deal with, you know, mm-hmm. this kind of guy over here.
Mm-hmm. What did I do? I took it on accident.
I'm joking. Come on.
I had these guys, they ordered like 2 vodka sodas from my coworker, and he like, you know, puts them, goes to check them out, runs their card, whatever, puts it back. And then they just stood by the service well, and I was like, turn around, do something. And they're just grabbing
cherries,
munching off the pineapple. We have cherries, we have cucumbers for all the garnishes for our
gross.
Drinks. And I go, and I like snapped on them, and I was like, hey. And I was like, is that a fucking buffet? Get your fucking hands off my garnishes.
What do they think it is, the pretzel bowl or something?
Wait, come on. How'd you do it? No, not with the smile on your face.
No, I did it like this. Hey, stop grabbing that.
Oh, those eyes. Those eyes, man.
Yeah. No,
you don't want to mess with that bartender. Yeah. Jesus.
Well, what's funny is like I never get hit on at work. Everyone's like, Lizzie, really? Get you hit on at, I never get
the service,
hit on at work.
The service bar,
I just put off this energy that I'm just like, don't fucking touch me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Talk to me, look at me, anything.
Boy, I hope no one's touching you from behind the bar.
You would be surprised.
Oh, yeah.
Serious?
People are awful.
Yeah, people do suck, and I agree, because I work with like customers as well, and it's fucking horrible. But even when you work at a school, I've been a teacher.
People are touching you at school.
Are you touching the kids?
No, kids are fucking annoying sometimes, too, you know? Like, you just get annoyed by them. Yeah. It's just shut the fuck. What's the problem now?
Exactly.
Like,
mm-hmm.
But I think it's in any job.
Any job sucks after a while.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I've tried to, like, get out of bartending multiple times. Mm. I became a doula for a while.
Wait, a doula?
You know what? It was a doula.
You were a doula? I used to go out with a doula. That was
hilarious. My God.
Yeah. Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
How did you like that? I mean, obviously.
I loved it, honestly. I just, I couldn't be a birth doula because I couldn't also do, like, comedy. I couldn't, like, book shows and then be like, ooh, someone's going into labor. Sorry.
I'm at a show right now.
Can you wait, like, an hour?
Do a five-minute set.
Can you wait an hour?
Could you give your baby 30 minutes? 30 minutes.
I'm at the Ice House and you're in Santa Monica. Hold on an hour. That's hysterical.
So I was a postpartum doula, and then I moved to LA, and then I was like, oh, I'll just get more doula work.
Yeah.
And then I had to, unfortunately, go back to bartending.
I'm
very grateful for my job. I love my coworkers. I have a good job, but it's also like, and I don't know how much of it is like pre-COVID or like bartending in Chicago versus LA, because
we don't
take cash anymore. So we're cashless.
Yeah.
No one tips like they used to. And I'm like, in Chicago, we would get like a couple like $100 tips, no problem. Right. Someone had a crush on a bartender.
Every now and then I get like some random ass, like great tip. That's like, I'm like, what? You know, like, oh, like,
yeah.
You know, oh, $100 off of two drinks. That's very nice. You know, like that doesn't happen very, maybe like once every 3 months or something.
Yeah.
And
I feel like when in my Chicago bartending years, like I made so much more money than I do now. Yeah. And like now, even my coworkers, they're like, oh, okay. $2 on two cocktails. And I'm like, that's still a $40 tab. They only left us $2.
Yeah,
I am
bad.
Such a big, I'm like 20% or nothing. Get the fuck out.
I agree. I mean, if you like, there's the people that are like, Rob does the greatest. Mr. Chief.
Drinks are fucking no. Fuck you. Fuck you, dude.
You can't afford to tip a bartender.
No,
don't go
I
out
tip
to a
dollar.
Where...
It's a drink. It's a if it's a fucking difficult drink, I understand. Tip more. But
if
you're just handing me a fucking beer, I'm giving you $1.
Oh,
that's
if you're,
it.
Yeah, if I'm handing you a beer, dollar's fine.
If you get like, yeah, a beer, like one drink, like beer,
you make me
beer,
a strong martini.
Vodka soda, whatever. Yeah.
And you give me a little sidecar of the rest of the shit that comes with it or whatever, you know, like that's like, yeah, I tip you more, but if it's just a beer, I'm not gonna like...
we are all craft cocktails.
Yeah,
it is. Like espresso martini, right? After espresso martinis. It's like four espresso martinis, one with tequila.
Yep. And then you got to do the separate
three
bin.
Of the yeah. It's
yeah, it's annoying.
It's like I'm spending significant time.
No, yeah, anything you have
these.
To shake and like use your energy.
But that's why I don't order stuff like that. You know?
Rob, oh, we were talking about this right before we got here. Rob drinks like he has a White Claw right now, but he also would drink Twisted Tea on the show. And then what the hell were you going to buy? Something in that little cardboard box. What the fuck was that?
Oh, that was like.
I was like, these look like kids' drinks that you're drinking.
Oh,
but like,
it was
so like it's alcohol.
Juice box.
Juice box. Like, that's
no,
a drink?
No, it wasn't a juice box.
I've seen the, what are the wines that come in like the coconut water boxes?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Exactly. That's what it was.
Oh, it was wine you were going
to
get?
I used to date an alcoholic and we would bring those to the movie theater. Yeah.
Yeah. I was married to an alcoholic. So there you go. Yeah.
Hey, it's a lot. It's less calories, more alcohol.
And recyclable. Right. So
yeah, exactly. I'm doing good thing for the society.
I mean, that's the thing, too, though. Do you think that less people are drinking? Because, not as many people are drinking now, I feel like. This new generation doesn't drink as much, I feel like.
I mean, we still have, like, $13 mocktails at my bar.
That's crazy, right?
That still require, like, four touches to shake.
You're an asshole if you order a mocktail.
Yeah, it's still the same effort as doing a craft cocktail. You just don't pour the vodka in or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like not as many people, they'll get the mocktails or they just won't drink. They don't go out as much anymore or whatever, post-COVID. I would say, but there's a lot of sober people now hanging out at bars.
And in LA especially.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
Chicago,
I think they
not
have
so
a
much.
Sober bar, don't they? I've heard about that.
I heard about a sober bar. Yeah.
Which is like the saddest thing ever. Like who's going there?
Sober people.
I never want to be in a bar. Like from working in bars for so long, I never want to be in a bar.
Do you not go out to bars to hang
out?
You don't go out at all.
Sometimes I'll go out like if it's a coworker's birthday, after a shift, I'll go like across the street to like Surly Goat and grab one drink.
Oh,
but
I'm
not, or like, you know, I haven't been dating. I just started dating this guy. We haven't really like even gone out yet. It's only been a few weeks. So
well, LA, that'll take about three months to go out actually.
Through a mutual friend.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, there you
actually,
go.
In real
life.
There you go.
Yeah.
IRL.
We didn't meet, but, the comedian Brian Smite, he's so funny. He talks about his hot roommate on stage and I bullied him into giving his roommate my number.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Look at that. Shooting your shot.
Yeah. All I was like, hook it up.
Yeah. Well, LA, it'll take you like three.
I'm glad it's a good story. You like him because of the way, you know, his character, right? You know, nothing to do with him being hot.
Well, we got to know each other over voice memos.
Voice memos?
What?
Like, you know, wait,
the voice. When you send a recording.
Yeah. So I gave him like, I was like, Brian, fucking hook me up with your roommate. And he was like, okay, yeah, I'll give him your number. And so he did. And then he messaged me, but he was like, yeah, I was going to call you, but Brian said that'd be psychotic. And I didn't want to text you. So here's my voice. And I was like, oh, I really like that.
Yeah.
It's my favorite way to get to know someone. Because it's
the
like
voice
you can
memo.
Hear them, their sincerity, if they're funny.
That's like 90s.
But it's also like you don't have to respond right away. It's not like the pressure of like a phone call or like a first date face to face.
I agree. I mean, I've had a couple of people send me voice memos because they're like, oh, this is too long to type or whatever.
Some people are really into it. Some people hate it.
And then like I responded once with the voice memo and I was like, yeah, okay, blah, 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 whatever. And then like she sent one back and then I was like, I don't know. I never got into it. Like, I was just like, oh, I'll just type it. You know, I was like,
my sister's a big voice memo person. So yeah. I'd be like, how do I listen to that? I can't, like, where is this coming right. from?
Now I know.
You don't know how to use a phone?
No, because it's not.
No, I'm kidding.
Because if you hold it on the right, you have to hold it down while you talk. Right, but if you go to the left, like the plus sign, and like hit audio, then it, like, you don't have to hold it down.
Yeah, you don't have to hold it. But now I know you can also leave like video messages, I think.
What?
Like I've called a couple of people, like the new iPhone update, where it's like, would you like to
leave a message on like a FaceTime?
Or I was like FaceTiming someone and it was like, they didn't answer and they're like, oh, you can record your video and like leave it for them so they can watch it later or whatever. Wow. Like, that's an option now too. I don't know.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm not dating anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have to do any of this shit. It's like,
I know. I mean, but people don't talk on the phone anymore. It's too.
I know.
It's too,
I'm a talker.
It's too personal.
I've always
right?
liked to talk on the phone.
If I look at my phone, I'm like, oh, look, these are the last three calls I've made. And it's like the same fucking people and like my mom or something.
For me, it's literally it's just like, my mom.
Yeah.
It's like my mom, my sister.
It's like, who will answer the phone and not be like, what's wrong? Like, why are you calling?
Yeah, exactly.
For me, it's like mom cell home.
Or when someone calls you, and when someone calls you that normally doesn't, you're like, oh, what the fuck do they want?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Yeah, like should I answer that? Like,
I've known people for years, like even in LA. I'm like, oh, we're good friends. And like, I've called a couple times and they're like, what? Like, it's like we just have we have a texting relationship, but then we would hang out all the time and stuff. But it's like, if I called, like, it's like, how dare you?
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck is wrong with people? I don't understand it.
Yeah, I usually throw my phone if I get a phone call.
You throw it out.
Yeah, I just throw it on. Fuck this shit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't like making small talk. Fuck
I mean,
that.
People just don't want to talk. Like, if I have a phone conversation for 30 minutes, I'm like, wow, that was nice. That was impressive. That reminded me of being a teenager.
Feeling nostalgic.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, when you had like a real phone. And
it should give you like a little cord or like
you can like just put in your pocket. And right. Like, yeah.
Right. Exactly. Oh man. Now I feel really old. Depressed. Yeah. Oh man. All right. So this is the Bass Hole Show, Liz. Is there a story that you feel comfortable sharing on the podcast? I know people change their things when they come on here sometimes versus the live show because they're like, oh my God, people are actually listening to this maybe. Mm-hmm. Do you have a story, a time that you were an asshole in your life that you would like to share?
Yes. Well, you know, on the live show, I shared a bunch of bartending stuff, but right. I feel like we've already talked about that.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So I went out with this guy, and this was years and years ago in Chicago, and I was not really interested in him, and he didn't seem very interested in me, but he just, like, kept hitting me up to, like, hang out, whatever. Mm. We never even kissed. It was not like a very romantic relationship by any means. Not even a relationship. We hung out maybe twice.
Yeah. You guys were not even holding hands.
Literally nothing. He just, like, I think we matched on an, I honestly can't remember how we met. Yeah. I think we matched on an app.
Yeah.
And I had like invited him out. I was day drinking with like some girlfriends and he like met us out. And there was another time where like him and his friend met me and my friends out, like very like platonic, whatever.
Right.
But he was like trying to, and he was like, hey, can I, let me take you to dinner. And I was out with work friends drinking on a Sunday, and I was like, oh, you know what? I'm actually like day drinking right now. I'm not going to be in any shape to like go to dinner later.
I'd be wasted. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, thank you so much. And then I got a little more drunk, and I was like, actually, I'm hungry. Take me to dinner.
Oh my God.
And he did.
Wow. You just said that like straight out.
It was over text.
And he probably got really excited when he saw it.
Hell
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do this.
I would drop what I was doing and be like, oh, fuck it. Like, she wants to go out now.
And then for like
the girl with the tight pants wants to go out. It's like, yes.
And then every 15 minutes, I was like, are you almost here? You know, like when you're blackout drunk and you have no concept of time. And it's like, where are you?
That's happened. Like, I've gone, like, someone's did that to me once. And like, I went all the way, drove somewhere. And then I got there and they were asleep. Because they passed out and they were drunk. Yeah. I was like, and then like they opened the
door. How far did you drive?
Oh, like Marina Del Rey.
Ooh.
From here, yeah.
Oh my God, did you pack a lunch? It's like, Jesus Christ.
I was like, this is like, you know, and then she was just like, oh, I forgot. Like, it's like,
yeah,
it's
well,
like,
so this
you.
Was, so I was like, okay, take me to dinner. Where are you? Where are you? You know, are you here? So he comes and meets me. And at this point, I'm blacked out.
Oh, see?
And we go to dinner and I don't remember dinner. I just remember waking up at dinner and I had fallen asleep.
You fell asleep
table,
in the restaurant?
And I was like,
oh my God. Oh, wow. So you're
and
like,
what did he do? Like,
he just sat there, and I was like, was I asleep?
That's hilarious. He's just like, he's just talking to you. So, anyways, and you're like,
I like had a glass of wine. I was like, my God. Did I order this calamari or did you?
Were you in any condition to like even go to the restaurant?
No.
Like, but they like, cause like I've been places where it's like, oh my God, like,
but
they should not allow this person in a restaurant.
They serve me alcohol too.
That's what I mean. Like you know, as a bartender, you see that, and it's like, this person's cut off. Like they can't even fucking sit up straight.
I hold it together when I'm blacked out. Like there's no one home behind my eyes. But like people are like, oh, remember that? And I'm like, I blacked out. I don't remember. They were like, really? You didn't seem blacked out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's dangerous.
You're having like a full conversation sort of, but like you're not like, you don't remember anything.
Yeah. Right? Like I seem like drunk when I'm, when I'm blacked out, but I'm not like, well, this girl needs to go home. It's like, she could probably hang a little bit longer.
Yeah, she could have one more.
That night when I drank that person's beer, I went home and I had a burger that I don't even remember eating. Jill's like, yeah, you ate a burger. I'm like, what?
That happened to me maybe like 2 months ago. I got drunk at the Improv and I left. I just left. And then I was hungry and I went to Swingers Diner over there. And like, I remember like going in there at one point, and then I just remember waking up in my bed like the next morning, and I go, did I dream that I went to Swingers and had like a burger? Like I was like, I swear I went, but like I don't remember leaving. I don't remember paying. I don't even know if I was there. Like but I remember wanting to go, and I remember like the scene of Swingers. I was like checking my statement. I'm like, did I pay? Did I just fucking leave? I don't even know how I got home. I was like, I couldn't remember anything.
Okay, I can top that one, but what happened to you at the end of this day?
You know, I wake up from my nap and I want to say.
At what time is this? Like 7 o'clock?
Probably like 9 o'clock on a Sunday night.
Okay.
And so I.
Was this place really nice too?
Nicer, yeah. It wasn't like fancy, but it's like a decent. Like you don't want to go in blacked out.
Yeah.
And so.
I'm just picturing. I've been on a date before where if a girl's like too drunk and you're just like, I gotta leave. Like this doesn't
look good.
You're
like, I don't want to be seen with this.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to be with this person.
It's like, is she with you? No.
Yeah, like I've been in a bar like
it's like, look, I didn't get her this drunk. She showed up like this.
Exactly. That is
then it looks
scary.
Like you. Yeah. That, for the guy, like you're falling asleep at the table, like the waiter, like, are you sure she's
exactly. Like, is this date going to continue? Yeah. Like, you didn't get a roofie,
is she
maybe?
Drugged?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, I did, So, I invited him over, but not to have sex or anything. I just invited him over. We sat on my couch, and at the time, I lived with one of my best friends and then like her friend who I can't stand. And I just talked shit about that other roommate for like, I don't know how long, loudly. I don't know if she was home. I have no idea. I was just like, yeah, she fucking sucks. She's such a dumb fucking bitch, blah, blah. Just being so mean. And then I put on Entourage and like patted him on the shoulder and was like, I'm going to bed. See ya. Went into my room and closed the door behind me. Went to bed. Don't remember this. And then the next morning I wake up to a text and he's like, hey, after you put yourself to bed, I finished watching that episode of Entourage and then I let myself out.
Oh my God. How polite.
And I was like, why did he text me back? I would have been like, fuck this girl. I've never called her again.
No, he liked you and he just wanted something to work out. Plus, I wanted to let you know that episode that you recommended was good. And it was just like,
you might want to continue watching.
Like, I was like, this seems like something he would watch. Here you go.
Oh. Was he from LA? No.
No, this isn't Chicago. No,
I know, but I'm saying
that's
was
hysterical.
He from
you're just like, I'm going to put on Entourage for this guy. Sit there. Yeah.
I was going to say, I've been so drunk that I think. Once, I think I only did it once at Barney's. Mm-hmm. I got like billed for like whatever, and I'm like, I didn't order that. You know, like I was just like so angry that I called and I got my money back.
Who ordered tax?
Yeah, exactly. No, like who ordered all this shit? Like, I don't know. Like, it was like $40-something. I complained to and I got my money back. But that, I was in my head, I'm like, I think I was there. Yeah. I didn't
know.
That's
the worst. That's when you know, like, all right, I need to calm down a little bit with the drink. Like, I can't remember how I got home. What you ate?
Then I watched Entourage by myself with some chick.
If I wake up and Entourage is playing, it's not a good night. Oh my God. All right. So this guy, was that like after that incident? Was it over after that, or was he?
I don't remember if we ever. I mean, I wasn't really interested. In him to begin with.
Just the food. You wanted the dinner. Yeah.
Yeah. I was hungry
See,
girl.
Have you done, that's an See, asshole.
That is an,
that, that is an asshole.
Have you done that multiple times? Where like, I want to go out to dinner. Are you that,
no.
are you that kind of girl?
No.
Okay.
No,
she's not going to admit it.
I would much rather.
Look, we dive deep on this show. You know?
No, I would admit that. I would much rather like pay for my own meal and be by myself than have to be with someone, like make small talk with someone I don't want
annoying.
To. Or like be in the company of someone I am not interested in.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. I get that, yeah. Because
that's why I don't pay a lot of money for dates.
Yeah, we've talked about this. Exactly. No, we've talked about, I mean, we discussed this the other, a couple weeks ago or whatever, where it was first date etiquette. What's appropriate?
A girl like, taking does that, a girl out, it sucks.
It's $150 for like a drink or appetizers or whatever. Or do you go to like a happy hour where it's like cheap drinks or whatever?
So the guy that I'm talking to now, after we like got to know each other over voice memos, I was like, well, when am I going to meet in person? And we just went and grabbed like a beer.
Nice.
It was like a Saturday night. I had worked like the 2 o'clock to 10 shift. Mm. So like I was done at like 10:30, 11. So we went out, met for a drink. It was like perfect. Like late. There was no like
pressure.
What should we do next? Right, it was like we had like one beer. And also I was like, oh, he's kind of dorkier than I thought he was going to be. I don't know if I'm like super attracted to him. And then long story short, I was like, oh, actually I really like him. But we haven't really like gone on dates. We just like.
Right. Hangouts.
Yeah.
It's hard to like, I mean, again, like it also depends on like, I would say like schedules of people.
That's the hardest part.
And distance. Like, where does everyone live? Like, literally, it's like, hey, it's like you got to live like nearby, similar schedule where you can actually like, you know, meet up. Like, if someone's working nights, seven nights a week, whatever. It's like, forget it, you know? Yeah, that those are factors that people don't like really think about in LA, I feel like.
Yeah, parking situation.
Parking.
Like, yeah. If you don't have a parking pass, fuck off. We're not doing this. If you live in Santa Monica and you want me to go there at 5 o'clock, no, it's not going to work out.
5 o'clock. That's when dinner. What if they're
making
dinner?
I do not drive between the hours of 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Especially on a Friday, it starts at 3 o'clock. We're not doing anything within those hours.
No.
No. Nothing. Why? Yeah.
I'm surprised I can get you to come down the street. I was thinking about that the other day because we filmed this podcast at like rush hour, 6 o'clock, and I'm like,
there's no. It takes you like 10 minutes.
Well, for you, you're down, but like I don't know where Liz lives. I mean,
I'm just down Beverly.
Yeah, oh, okay. I'm on
so
Beverly
you're,
too.
So
yeah.
All right, but like I'm like I kind of thought about that the other day. I was like, oh yeah, we always do this Mondays at 6, and that's like rush hour. So like, it is kind of an asshole move to be like, hey, can you come here? Like, you know, fight traffic and come do this.
Well, yeah, Marco had to drive, like from like Highland or wherever he was.
Right. Yeah, I know, but it's I don't know. It's a good time to do it, not for traffic, but
no.
Because if you do it any later, then people are tired. If you do it any earlier, sometimes people are working, whatever, you know.
It doesn't really matter. Like, you just don't go anywhere between the hours of 3 and 6
or
in
you
Los
get
Angeles.
To the place that you're gonna be
yeah.
early
be there,
and
be
you
there
just don't
early.
Leave.
Yeah. And you don't leave and you stay there. It's like, fuck it. Like, I'm
yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's why I like Barney's so much, because I can just walk to Barney's.
Not
to
Barney's anymore.
Yeah, okay.
It's Rob's favorite bar, Barney's.
It was my favorite bar. It's now I just like the farmer's market because I'm a family guy. So it's
See,
like,
look at that. Yeah.
Wholesome.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
Yeah, farmer's market.
Yeah, dude.
I know.
A lot of families there. It's
I like a fancier bar. That's what I like now.
Well, like what kind of bars do you like?
I like going to like a nice restaurant, sitting at the bar.
Spending $150 on some girl you don't like,
I'd rather
even
spend,
know.
No, I'd rather spend $150 just me sitting there miserable and drinking.
No, you don't. Don't lie to us. Don't lie
well,
to
Well, I've
us.
Done that a couple, but I'm not doing it anymore because, yeah, it's like a waste of a date, a waste of money.
Yeah, it's
you know.
Small talk. Like, you have to really talk. Get to yeah, know this person, exactly. if especially, I don't know.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, like awkward. I feel like watching so many, the place I work at, we have a lot of like first dates come in. We have a lot of like Hinge dates, Bumble dates.
Yeah.
People come in for the first time, and right. I get such bad like secondhand embarrassment that I'm like, oh, this is not going well.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, this is not, like I'll get uncomfortable. They're not uncomfortable.
What's the worst uncomfortable feeling you had with somebody in there on a first date or something like that? or a relationship argument.
There's been like a couple breakups at the bar where it's like, are you guys waiting on a table?
That's
you just broke
worst.
Up at the bar before your reservation. You should go tell the host. Like they
that's the
can
worst
open
when,
that up.
When you witness that, right? It's
yeah.
like sad for like I broke up with someone once, but I did it at brunch in like a corner of like the restaurant or whatever. It wasn't at the bar. It was just like yeah, it was over like eggs.
What? How did you do it? And why did you do it?
Why did I do it?
Yeah,
because I didn't think it was working out.
Okay.
How long were you guys dating?
Like a year.
Oh my god.
And that's how you broke up with her? What an asshole. That's your
asshole.
Yeah, man.
Why is that an asshole when I could? I mean, nowadays people just ghost people, right? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, but no, just, you don't ghost somebody if you've been going out with them for like a year.
It's like if you go on two dates and they don't work out, we had talks prior to
The actual thing, you know, like, I don't know if this is working, you know,
did you pay for the brunch at least?
Yeah, I paid for the thing, yeah. But we had talks. It wasn't just like,
it was like lead up.
It wasn't like out of nowhere.
Did you let her finish her food before you decided to break the news? Did she cry into her eggs?
I had a takeout box.
Tears are so good.
I took the waiter aside and says, please have those takeout boxes ready immediately.
No, you didn't. Come on. Tell us what really happened.
I don't remember. It was a long time ago.
You brought it up.
Oh, it was a long time. I mean, yeah, I just like said, I don't think this is working out, you know, like, but we had several conversations before that. And then, you know, ultimately it just happened at the brunch, you know.
And you just got up and left?
No, you didn't show up together, right? Like you didn't have like.
Oh my God. You had to drive back.
No, we didn't have to drop her off after. We met there. We met there. And then after it was over, we came back to the house and I told her to get her stuff out.
No, she lived with you? No,
we didn't live together.
Oh my God.
I'm joking about that.
This story's taking a lot of turns. I don't know what to believe anymore.
I think you're lying. I'm not lying. I'm being honest. We met there. That was it. Yeah. And then it was over, you know. Now, you know.
You're uncomfortable.
Now we're good friends. No. Are you, yeah, are you friends with any exes? Is that a thing you can do?
What?
I'm just. Are you friends with your exes? No, not
no.
Really,
you
right?
can't be.
You can't be.
No, I can't be. No,
you can't be.
No, I can't. Okay. Like, I mean, I'm cool with like one or two, but like we don't talk every day or at all.
Right,
like,
right.
I mean, every once in a while, just a random message or something.
Yeah, I get that.
Plus, like Jill talks to some of her exes too. So it's I don't care. I don't give a shit.
All right, all right.
I'm confident. I'm fine.
All right, there you go. Are you friends with any exes?
I'm trying to think. My last ex. No, my ex before him killed himself, R.I.P.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And then there's like...
While he was going out with you?
No. No, no, no.
Jesus Christ. That was... Yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Sorry, I brought this up.
Hey, so, Doug, anything else?
I didn't know.
There's a comedian. I didn't have to share it. I shouldn't have shared it, actually.
We can cut it out if you want.
It's fine. It's just sad. Yeah. But,
that is very sad.
There's like one comedian who I dated in Chicago who like
Dane Cook. No, I'm just making up a name.
No, he's like
Hannibal Buress. No,
just the Chicago comedian.
Yeah,
we're like very friendly when we see each other, but like we're not like friends. We don't like
right.
But like when he comes to LA, like we'll like Hannibal? Get lunch or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
I think he banged one of my exes.
Hannibal?
Yeah, Hannibal. Because she would always say, I'm going to go hang out with him. We hung out. It's like, you're not that funny. And like, why is he hanging out with you? You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I want to know.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Why don't you say it now, Ron?
No, because she might listen to this.
Oh, my God. See, this is where we get in trouble when we start getting personal. People just start saying things.
It's a surge, man. It's a surge.
Rob will be like, I think you should edit that out. I forgot I said that. Fuck.
I can give two shits.
I know. Well, that's where we're at now. It's like we're always like, oh, you're gonna get canceled saying that. You can't. But I'm like, we're no one yet.
Yeah,
to get canceled.
Exactly.
So it's like, let's just say
it would be a blessing to be canceled.
Yeah. If someone picked this up and was like, oh my God, did you hear what they said? It's like, yeah, good. Someone's listening and they're complaining about what we said. So now people know who we are.
I know.
So you're saying you're a fan.
Right. Yeah.
So the episode he said the N-word. No clicks.
Oh yeah. Right.
No clicks. No clicks.
10 years from now, everyone's gonna watch that episode.
Exactly. And they're like. Can't believe Doug said it.
That's a joke. All right.
I am joking.
That did
I'm
not
sorry.
Happen. All right. I mean, at least I don't know. I have to go check the archives, but I don't think that happened. All right. What else were we going to talk about? So that is an asshole. That was an asshole move. Yeah. The drunk at dinner situation. Yeah.
That is a huge, I would say that's a chef's kiss of an asshole.
Yeah.
I don't usually say that. I'm very rough on people's stories because. People like coming here.
Rough on
yeah, well,
stories,
people come
yeah.
here and like they're like, oh, I don't have an asshole story, or like their asshole story is like the other person was being an asshole, you know, like or whatever. But yeah, that's an asshole story. Yeah.
Thank you.
And it seems
Liz is
true
an asshole. Oh, I hit the wrong thing. Where's the fucking applause? We usually do applause, but I can't find it. All right, never mind. There it is. We're not professional here at all.
No, it's... Yeah, because I told that story about a girl that I took out one time. I had slept with her, and then like later on we went out, and then she tried to like ring up the bill, like like just ordered a lot of expensive shit.
Nice.
And
I was like, I like that stuff. Yeah. I wish I could do that.
And then she got mad because it was like, what do you like? Why would you order that much? Mm. Like, that's just like vindictive, I think, you know, especially if you know you're not going to see me again or whatever. So it's like, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, we've all been there. That's why this show exists. It's true, you know? I don't know. All right. Well, that was a good asshole story. I like that. I like that asshole story. Now, you also have a dog, right? Tuna?
Is Tuna.
That's a great dog name.
Thank you.
I'm a big fan of naming dogs things that you wouldn't be able to name
from
like
the
a
fish?
Child.
Like from the sea?
Tuna, yeah.
Like shark?
Chicken of the sea, yeah. I like naming dogs like things you couldn't name a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Waffles?
My dog's name is Waffles, yep. Food names for dogs are popular.
Meatball? I think one day you're going to have a kid and you're going to name him Meatball.
I'm going to have a kid named Meatball?
Yeah. You're New Jersey Italian.
I'm sure my partner would be like, oh, yeah, that's perfect. Let's do it. No argument.
Hey, we could call him Italian Sausage. Full name right there. Right.
You're Italian, right?
Yeah.
Would you name a kid Meatball? No. Probably
no.
Never. See, there you go.
Okay, spaghetti. I don't know.
Spaghetti.
Yeah. It's something different.
Some other food. Yeah,
yeah. Something different. Hard name to spell. Like teach him how to spell it.
Brajol.
Yeah. How about pizza? Just pizza.
Tortellini. Hey, tortellini, get the fuck out of here. What's the matter with you?
I don't think that's going to happen. Tortellini, I don't know. Well, actually, my neighbor's dog's name is Rigatoni, so there you go.
Cute.
There you go.
Yeah.
Name your son Rigatoni.
Rigatoni. They call him Riggs, so you could get away with that one.
Riggs, that's Riggs. Lethal weapon.
Maybe, right?
Riggs.
Yeah. So maybe you can get away with that. I don't know.
I like that. It works out great. I wish I would have named my son Riggs. Damn it.
No, I had an argument with someone once. They were like, why would you name the dog Waffles? That's just horrible for the dog.
What?
Like, what are you
Who
talking
is
about?
This asshole?
I don't know. Some asshole. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, what's your dog's name? And it's like a human name.
It's like Kevin.
It's like Kevin or like Rick or some shit, you know? And I'm like, why would you name it? You know, like, well, it just looks like a Rick or whatever. I'm like, yeah, but like, that's the fun of having the dog is you can name them, you know. Whatever.
They don't know their names.
They don't know. They don't know.
They
names.
Don't know that Waffles
they
is
know,
a
like,
silly
they,
name.
They know like when you say Waffles or like tuna, like they know like the, you know, the sound.
The inflection.
Of, the
yeah,
inflection.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. You really missed that. You should have called your other dog Chicken.
Well, the other one's Penny, which...
No, Chicken and Waffles.
The new one is Hamlet, and he came with that name. And when I had it, people were like, you should name him Chicken, so you have Chicken and Waffles. And I was like, yeah, I thought about it for a minute, but then I just kept Hamlet. I was like, we'll call him Ham. Still
cute.
Still food.
Ham and Waffles? Gross.
You're not eating them.
Ham and Waffles. Disgusting.
Disgusting dogs.
From a culinary standpoint.
Yeah.
That's a horrible dish. Yeah, that's not good. Yeah.
Tuna's name was actually my roommate came up with Tuna because we were fostering her, and her name at the shelter was Potpourri.
Potpourri?
Yeah. And my
That's a horrible name.
Yeah. And our friend who we were fostering, she like runs the rescue. She was dropping her off in my room. It's like, what's her name? Petunia? And she was like, oh, Petunia, that's cuter. We'll go with Petunia and just changed her name on the spot. And then my roommate Sam at the time was like, we'll call her Tuna.
And you liked that.
And I was like, oh, that's such a good name.
Yeah.
Chicken of the sea.
And she's a pit bull.
She's a pit. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a video on your TikTok of you putting her in a bag.
Her backpack?
The backpack, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, I'm trying to sell that backpack on Facebook Marketplace, and no one will fucking buy it.
Now, did you you traveled with her like that?
No, I bought it. I just bought it because I wanted it to put her in.
I mean, it was amazing. I watched it. I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And
she
I was
doesn't
like, –
we haven't, like, practiced. You have to, like, really, like, condition them to, like, know where to sit on it and, like, a lot of treats.
I thought
to,
you
like,
were, like, literally, like, oh, I'm going to get on the airplane with this thing.
No, I bought it when we lived in Chicago. Yeah. I was like, you know, this flat state that we live in, if we ever go on a hike.
If you're on hiking, yeah, up to the –
I've never used it. Yeah. It's such a pain in the ass to like.
I have one of those too. It's like
you're really selling it right now.
Yeah. If anyone's interested in buying Wiz's,
this is the worst fucking item ever.
I mean, but it's brand new. It's brand new.
It's brand new, guys. Get dog, on it.
I have one of those hiking, yeah, like the ones where you're, like, you're supposed to stuff everything in there and go to Europe for like 2 months and just have that huge ass bag or whatever. Yeah. And I've used it once and I'm like, I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do.
Well, and tuna weighs 50 pounds.
Yeah.
I weigh like a modest 120. Okay, that she's like almost half my body weight. That's she's a big, lot of weight to have carrying around. And I'm strong, but it's like I'm not gonna like drive somewhere, park, you know.
So if you're listening to this and you work out and you're in shape and you weigh 150 pounds, this is the greatest, and you have a dog.
She, yeah, Liz has a great bag for you.
Great so what's bag. Funny, buy it now.
The only
what's
person-
your Instagram?
At Liz Zagoni.
Yeah.
Liz Zagoni. There you go.
The only message I got of anyone that was interested was a scam. This guy's like,
oh, man.
Oh, we have an anxious foster. This backpack would be great. Are you willing to trade?
Trade.
Trade what?
And I knew right away that it was a scam. And I go, no, thank you. I'm happy with my dog. I'd like to keep her.
That was on Facebook Marketplace?
Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. And then he's like, no, trade items. And I was like, what are you trying to trade me? And he's like, are you familiar with UX2? Like athleisure wear for women, and I was like, I'm not buying your leggings.
Isn't that I've tried to
in
sell
in exchange so, for a backpack?
No, I've tried to sell like a lot of things on Marketplace or OfferUp or whatever. Like, and I'll put like electronics and shit like that. I'm just trying to upgrade whatever. Yeah, and people will be like, hey, would you trade this for a PlayStation 1 or some shit? You know, and it's like. What? It's like a new fucking digital camera? For no, get the fuck out
people
of here.
Like, I'll give you $10. Yeah, it's like, no. And they're like, and you have to come pick it up.
You list it for 100. It's like, how about 10? Yeah. Are you fucking nuts? Are you crazy? $10? They're like, yeah, but can you meet me halfway to
San
Bernardino?
Yeah, come get it in Covina.
In the parking lot of the Trader Joe's. Like, it's like, that's where we're at now. Like, people just barter and it's an argument.
Oh my God, that sounds like a nightmare. I wouldn't want to sell anything.
Well, that's the way people, either sell. In LA, people either try that or they just throw it out eventually.
Yeah, everyone on my street. I'm convinced that my neighbors get new furniture every single day because there is just mattresses, couches.
People are moving constantly. That's what
it
is.
I got a brand.
Children's toys.
Children's toys. I've seen a lot on the streets and stuff. I got a brand new 4K 60-inch smart TV that someone just threw out in the alley like a year ago. And I was like, I feel like this thing works. And I like pulled it into my garage and plugged it in. It worked fine. And I was like, oh my God, this is like someone just threw it out. Like, just it was more annoying to try to sell it in this town than fucking
You actually found it on the street and then you try to sell it too.
Yeah, I sold it. Yeah.
Yeah, I had this TV for years.
No, I put it in my bedroom. Are you kidding me?
Ew, gross. It was
in the
garbage.
Clean it first.
Yeah, of course I cleaned it. I wiped it down.
There's like jizz stains on it.
Where do you think I live? In Chatsworth?
I don't know. It's just like you found a trash TV.
No, literally the house behind me. I saw the guy. They threw out that. They threw out a wine fridge. They threw out like a brand new chair.
A wine fridge?
All this great shit they just threw out on the side of the alley over here. And I was like, oh, I guess this
these
guy.
Aristocrats that like fucking left.
And the best part was is that all his like Netflix and everything was still like signed in. And like it still works on the
no
TV.
No way.
And, like HBO, all that shit.
You still get it now?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have my own, but like that TV, I just left his accounts there because I'm like too lazy. I'm too lazy to like sign out and put my password. No.
That's so funny.
He's like watching you. Like, who the fuck is watching this shit?
Who the hell is watching 90 Day Fiance?
And it's on Netflix.
Whatever. I don't know what it's on. Well, it's like you.
I love the
if
fact
you like
that
this,
you never changed it.
Nah, it's too. I don't know how to pass. I mean, I'm like, the other ones.
I
are
just
signed.
Love that he doesn't even know.
He has
like,
no
he's got
idea.
Money to throw away.
He's
he gives
no
like
idea.
Zero fucks.
It's the worst. When he cancels it, I'm gonna be upset because I gotta go back and like sign into my own and all shit. The other thing is when I moved into this place. The lady upstairs had
do the recommendations come out of like what you watch or what he watches?
I don't know. I mean, probably. When I moved in here, the lady upstairs from me had internet and she didn't have a password on it. And like I signed in and when you move in, there's a bunch of shit you got to do. And I'm just like, oh, I'll get internet eventually. You know, I'll just use theirs for now. And then like over a year, like I never got internet. And then she finally
you
moved.
You still don't have internet?
No, now I do. But she moved, and I was like, oh, fuck, I gotta get internet now.
Damn.
And
is that me
saying I'm cheap?
Is that me being
cheap? You say I'm cheap?
Is that me being cheap or being lazy?
Is there a mirror anywhere here?
Resourceful.
I'm resourceful. See, Liz is looking at it a different way.
No,
I agree with Liz. It was very resourceful. Yeah. You know, Scott. It's like, why? Yeah, why?
You give me shit.
Share. Why waste the internet? You know, there's too much going through the Wi-Fi.
Why make the Spectrum guy come out to?
Yeah, you know,
Spectrum. Who's using
already,
Spectrum?
There's already too many. There's already too many wireless.
Yeah.
You don't have like.
What
just,
do you use?
I use like Hulu. I like
internet.
Yeah, like internet wise.
Hulu. That's not internet.
No. Internet wise. I don't. Who do we use? I guess we do use Spectrum.
I don't.
You're
use
absolutely right.
Who uses Spectrum?
I thought you were she using the TV. Out. No, I thought you were using like the.
No,
like,
I don't
the,
have like. I don't ever
Spectrum
watch TV.
TV. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I don't watch
the
TV.
For the internet. Just Spectrum.
I have
yes.
T-Mobile internet. That's what I have.
You have what?
T-Mobile.
Yeah. Oh. Is that a good? It's not good though, right?
I don't know. It's working right now. So.
Well, you always seem to have a problem whenever you're watching something. It's like,
we did have to restart this.
Yeah,
times.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean.
That had nothing to do with the internet. That was the wire.
No, it had to do with Doug.
That was the software. all right. Is there any news you want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about in the news?
There was, I don't know. Is there any news? Oh, this was breaking news. Diddy's house, right? Diddy's house is being raided by federal
LA
agents.
And Miami. It's insane.
For human trafficking?
Human trafficking, yeah. And
oh
the
my
na-
God.
And you didn't hear about this?
I mean, it's, I it's don't still follow
it's
pop
still,
culture.
It's still kind of breaking news.
It just
right?
happened right
like,
now.
I don't really
like,
know what's
it happened
going
like
on.
Maybe 2-3 hours ago. And I heard the neighbors were talking about like there's like girls that show up there, like young girls wearing like scantily clothes and like short skirts and whatever and this and that. And like parties all night, like at all hours of the day, and like we just like
isn't,
weird
isn't this,
shit.
Isn't this what's been going on with Diddy for his career? It's like they're just
know.
Like
I
now being
I
like, hey, what are all these hot girls hanging around your house? You're a musician.
He told us he won't stop. He told us that he won't stop. So yeah, no, right. I don't know exactly what's going on with that. So
yeah,
like,
no one
yeah,
does.
Ex-
I mean, it's
exactly.
Just
everyone's. It's just all breaking news. Yeah. I mean, I think he was involved with Tupac's death, but either like that's like other stuff that's coming out too, like you know.
Right.
But I don't know if you know any of that.
I don't know anything about it. I mean, it just happened, but I mean, whatever. We'll see. I guess we'll report next week. See what? Maybe he'll be arrested next week.
I think he is arrested.
Oh, he is arrested.
He's I don't know if he was in the house though. They don't know if he was in the house, but they were arresting everyone that was there.
Yeah, everyone
and
was
like,
there.
And there was like young people. His kids were there too.
Oh God.
So it's crazy. Hard. They were like being handcuffed as well. So I don't even know like. It's crazy to me because, like, remember when Trump got raided? They at least called them up and said, "Hey, we're coming
they were
over."
Coming. They just showed up.
Yeah, with Diddy, yeah. Like that. That's people are like upset about Trump. They're like, "Oh, like that's they're treating him like a criminal. How dare you?" But it's like with Diddy, like they just showed up and they just arrested everyone there, like at the compound. Yeah,
who cares?
Who cares? I think it's insane, man. Like, I mean,
I don't know.
There's gonna be a movie coming out or whatever.
Eventually
about Diddy and like, did he have like anything to do with like Tupac's murder? Like, that's part of it, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a huge thing. I don't know. I'm really into all that though. But
yeah,
that's the era I grew up in.
Yeah, Tupac.
Tupac and Diddy and Biggie.
What else was there? Oh, there's a weird story. We'll just do this. There's like OnlyFans. Actresses or OnlyFans performers, not actresses, whatever. Models. OnlyFans models.
They might be acting.
They're acting, all right. They are shamelessly bypassing Instagram's nudity restrictions by pretending to breastfeed baby dolls.
Do you have an example video?
I don't. I mean, I probably could find one, but I don't really want to show that on the thing. I don't want to get flagged.
That's so interesting.
So, like, I have seen it come up though. Like, someone I work with was like, I keep getting this in my feed, like. It's like literally like these hot models and all of a sudden you see their bare breasts and nipple and like, but they have a fake baby doll and they're pretending.
But is there milk coming out?
No, they have a fake baby and they're saying that they're breastfeeding and then like they show their boobs and then the baby's obviously a doll and they're like breastfeeding and it's like, you know, it's not censored or anything. Cause
it's not flagged.
Cause it's not flagged, but like there's like these hot, like, you know, like models. I don't even know how to hold a baby. It looks like it's just like,
like holding it by the leg.
Yeah. So
upside
this is like,
down.
This
look
is
at
like
my
a,
baby.
Yeah.
He's doing a milk cake
but they're
standard.
Like, but they're like doing it. They're also like, you know, fixing their hair. They're just like, it's like.
That's so interesting.
Right?
I feel like that gives like a bad like rep for like moms who are like.
Well, that was the thing. There were like some things where like people were commenting on like Reddit or whatever. Like, I'm a real mom and I do breastfeed and like this is like, you know, this is not how this looks. Obviously, like, you know, you don't even know what I have to go through to breastfeed my child and all this stuff. You know, so they're like ridiculing these models now that are just using this for clicks and to make money just to, you know, have nudity on their Instagram or whatever.
Instagram just let people be naked.
Yeah.
Also, Instagram doesn't even... Are you guys on like the subscription on Instagram? You can like...
Like people can subscribe to
people
your channel?
People can subscribe to you?
I haven't done that yet, but you can like pay $5 a month or something like that.
So yeah. When they gave me the option, I was like, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I have like 10 people that subscribe to me.
That's great.
And like once a week, I'll post like a picture of my butt in the mirror. Not naked, just like... Pictures that
give
I post.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah. Literally.
With a spoon?
Pictures I was posting on my regular Instagram that my mom looks at. And I was like, okay, now I'm just going to only post them on here.
Right.
Is your mom one of the subscribers?
No. She's not a good supporter. No, I'm kidding. My mom's such a big supporter. I'll like text her a picture and she's like, wow, the rump looks fantastic. Thanks, mom. Wow.
That's a great mom.
But that is, like if you have subscribers, sure. Like do that, you know.
Yeah. And so like I had like a bathing suit. Like I was like in a bathing suit. It's like a thong, but like not quite a thong bikini, but like pretty cheeky. And I was laying in a park in a public place with tuna. And I like a picture I had once posted on Instagram. I like reshared it to my subscriber story and it was like flagged for nudity.
Oh my God.
And it's
God.
Like, this is with for a bathing suit? 10 people.
Yeah.
And also
someone
I'm wearing
hates
a bathing
you.
Suit
that's
in
you
public.
Have enemies?
See, that's where...
Not that I know of.
Sounds like someone hates you.
That's where, like...
One of my subscribers? Yeah. One of my 10 subscribers is reporting me?
But that's the interesting... But, like, Twitter, like, allows, like, nudity, I guess, right? Or something like
that. Yeah, they allow porn and stuff like that.
Right? See, that's interesting. So the difference between Twitter...
It's X, not Twitter.
Oh, X, sorry, whatever. Yeah, well, now it's XX.
Yeah, XX. Triple X, actually.
Triple X. They allow nudity. Instagram doesn't. TikTok, does TikTok allow that?
I do not know if they allow that. I don't think they do.
I don't know. Because, yeah, I mean, like, obviously there's so many billions of viewers on TikTok, so I don't know. I don't know their rules, but it's interesting what people are doing just to show their boob on Instagram. I don't know. There's a whole conspiracy theory against it.
Is it a conspiracy? It's not really a conspiracy. It's just fucking
these,
there.
Well, the real moms are, like, revolting. They're saying, fuck this shit. People should be taken down.
I think it takes away from the beauty of breastfeeding.
It does. Yes. You're right.
I'm a big, my mom's a lactation consultant, so I'm a big
supporter.
Is she?
Yeah. Okay.
And I believe free the nipple. You should breastfeed anywhere you want, anytime you
there
want.
There you go. Yeah.
And so it's like.
It's just weird.
Now everything's going to be banned on Instagram if like
exactly,
this kind
of
thing happens.
Right. It starts with this and then what's next. Yeah, exactly. Well,
I mean, if those models were smart, they would have like done like one with like a Chucky doll or something like that. That'd be kind of funny.
It's like get creative with
it. Yeah, exactly. Be funny.
I just want to see
dress
some creativity.
Like a Chucky doll, like herself, and be like, "Oh, my son, Chucky."
Like, are they using the dolls that like poop themselves?
Oh,
and stuff like that?
Well, I don't know about that.
Maybe like a CPR baby doll.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, maybe CPR. A G2 baby or something like that. Something I don't know. Like that. I don't know. Who knows?
Troll.
The ones that go on pencils.
Yeah, like the pink
little
hairs.
Baby trolls.
but then the troll is naked. You see the flag. Oh, fucking flag.
I'm surprised that doesn't get flagged, though. Like,
no,
just because, like, it's, I don't know. Like you said, it's a, I wouldn't say it's beautiful, but it's just a.
It is beautiful.
It's a
crazy?
Weird thing to see out in public. No matter what way you
look. Well, it's hard for, you know, moms to breastfeed.
No,
say,
I
where they
get
are.
It. Yeah. That's why, look, as someone that has a child now, it's like, I get it. Like, but still, it's just weird out in public. No matter
well, that's
what.
Because everyone in our society looks at breasts sexually. So it's like,
right.
Look at other cultures. It's like, it's very normal for moms to whip out their boobs and feed
their
kids.
Right,
exactly.
But in the United States, we're like, oh, sex, big tits, in my face.
But even everything as a kid, when I remember like being walking around.
Yeah, but you're
like,
still in America.
Yeah,
I know. If you were in Europe, you wouldn't think about it. Yeah, exactly.
His nipple right in front of me.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Well, with that being said, this has been a fabulous episode. Super fun. Liz, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This. What does everyone have going on? You have shows coming up, Liz?
I have Bitch and Purge the last Tuesday of every
last
month
Tuesday
at Lyric Hyperion.
Right. What time does that start usually?
7:30.
All right. Yeah, so everyone be sure to check that out. I'll definitely go check it out. Rob, what do you got going on?
April 10th, Comedy Grind at the Improv.
At the Improv.
Yeah, nice. I got Fahim Anwar, Jessica Keenan, and I don't know who else. Other funny people.
Nice. All right, perfect. And I got Bass Hole is going to be at the Alaska Comedy Festival next week, the 6th of April.
Wow.
What are you doing up there?
What do you mean?
What are you going to do up there? Like, how's the show going to go? Like, do you have, like,
show
lumberjacks on the show that are going to be on there? Like, I don't know. Like, what do you,
yeah.
Like, what do
got,
you have
polar
on there?
Bears.
Yeah, so, like, you have a polar bear?
Yeah.
We're doing it in an igloo.
What are you going to do?
All the stereotypes.
Do you have an Eskimo?
I got an Eskimo. Yeah,
everyone's
eating Eskimo pies in the audience. Yeah, all the stereotypes. That's what we're doing.
I'm just curious what you're going to do out there. That's all.
What do you mean? I got, like, 7 or 8 comedians booked up.
You do? Okay. That's what I'm asking.
I told you I was going to work. It's a festival. There's comics.
Alaskan comedians or
so, a couple of them, yeah. Yeah, a couple of them, and then there's some from all over the country, I think. Some Chicago people. I have a list. I don't know. I'm not gonna announce the list right now.
Oh, I just want to hear the list.
Well, I don't have it in front of me.
All right, that's fucking great. Okay. That's all. That's
so
all
we got that here. Next week. And then we're at the Improv on the 14th, just for a regular stand-up comedy show. And then going to Tulsa, Oklahoma in May with Basil. That's it. That's it. All right. And the podcast. Obviously, check out the podcast. All right, guys. This has been fun. Liz, thanks again for coming and doing this. Rob, thanks for being here. Guys, remember, don't be a Basil, but if you are, laugh about it. Ciao.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.